Peter said that in the third chapter of 2 Peter, he says something to the effect that that the scoffers and mockers will say, where is the evidence of his presence? And that, and Peter calls that mindset ignorant, fools, scoffers, mockers, gainsayers. Because he says all things continue as they were from the beginning. In other words, by our senses, we shall never see an evidence of his presence, except when the Spirit of God causes us to tear in the flesh and we can see the Spirit. And that probably was the... And then I also talked about the idea that when you're hungry in the natural, if you've gone without food for long enough, you will do anything to be fed. You know, including cannibalism. You will go to any length to be fed. In this piece that I was telling Ed about, or Ed and I were talking about in the morning news, it's The Hidden Wars. And it talks about that it's really going on in the world. 1/3 of the world's population is effectively in turmoil, where there's no possibility. I mean, there's not one of them considering in that live in this environment that consider career objectives, or they're just, the only thing that they can consider is, where am I going to get the next drink of water, or where am I going to get the next bite of food. All moral value systems go out the window in the state of being famished. You will murder, you will kill, you will devise mischief, you will do all kinds of things in order to be filled, to satisfy your hunger. You will do anything to obtain bread. But what you think you want is the bread of the senses. God says you need the bread of life. And if you haven't been fed the bread of life, or if you've been fed but your mind is not there, then you will become famished and you will do anything in order to be fed. Now, this feast, fast period that we're talking about now, the period between the fast of Tammuz and the fast of Ab, is a period of great hunger. In the natural, the walls of Jerusalem were breached on the 17th day of Tammuz, and then the temple itself was burned on the 9th of Ab. The 21 days between that period of time, as you know, are called being between the straits. In that period of being between the straits, there is no water and there is no food. And yet, Zechariah has the gall to say, in that same natural condition, when there is no water and no food, when enemies are around you on every side, that he will change that fast into a glorious feast. Last time I talked, I think it was, shall the Son of Man find faith in the earth? If you're operating on anything that your senses can perceive, then he is not finding faith in this earthen vessel. And you will, if there's no faith, the opposite of faith is being as a brute beast, operating via your senses. If you're operating via your senses, if you're making decisions based on your senses, then from the God standpoint, you're a brute beast. But in the conversation that occurred last night or yesterday afternoon, in the space of about an hour, it went from, in Harry, from massive turmoil to a sense of overriding peace. No circumstance changed. No condition changed. Nothing changed. And yet you went from turmoil to peace. Jesus said, "Peace I give unto you, not as the world." But it's the peace that passes understanding. And somehow, by the work of the Holy Spirit and by the confirmation of that Holy Spirit within you to the Word, a witness takes place and a spark occurs, and you go from turmoil, from famine, from hunger, from pestilence to peace. Just like that. After the conversation, I had to warn Harry and apologize to him, saying that if I have said anything to you that ministered to your flesh in any way, then forgive me. If I have said anything to any of you that have ministered to your flesh, to your soul, in any way, forgive me. For if I yet pleased man, I should not be the servant of Christ. Between the Straits. No solutions. The solutions that you found have not fed you. Your imaginings can no longer feed you. If I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Are you ready for that? Or do you, as most others, believe another gospel? Do you believe that some condition must occur, some thing must happen within your frame of reference in order that you might have peace? You're believing another gospel. You are perverting the truth. Understand? Go to Haggai. The word of Haggai in chapter 1. The rabbis say this came when the fast of Ab. And so whenever the fast of Ab is celebrated, this is always read. It's Haggai chapter 1. For all you Bible scholars.
I can't find it.
Between the Z's.
Thank you. starting at chapter 1, verse 3. I can't read. Somebody else needs to read.
Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, this house by waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And ye brought it home.
When you brought it home.
And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands.
Okay. That's three. You'll sow much and bring in little. That which you do sow, God blows on it. Why? Because your mindset is one, the overriding mindset is to have a ceiling over your house. That's what it means to dwell in sealed, to have a roof on your house. To have a roof on your house means to be protected by your senses from the elements. That cannot be any longer. The readings for the Fast of Ab are numerous. But in effect, all of the readings are connected with the ending of everything about you that is perceived by the senses. The Book of Job, the Book of Lamentations, almost all of Jeremiah. And I'm having another spasm, so I'm going to have to quit. Somebody else take over. Daryl?